All right, we're going to continue on with our media availabilities here in Michigan in advance of Sunday's Consumers Energy 400 with the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. We are joined by Kyle Larson, who is a three-time winner of this race here at Michigan, driver of the number 42 DC Solar Chevrolet. We will open up to questions for Kyle, and we'll start down in the front with Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. So how was Knoxville?
Yeah, Iowa's been good. Yeah, we were able to win Monday night at Oskaloosa and then have a really good prelim night Wednesday. So we'll start third on tomorrow. Brad Sweet and Donnie Schatz will be the two guys to beat, but I feel like we're close and it's a long race, so be neat to win that deal.
We'll go to Matt.
Matt Crossman from NASCAR.com. I'm writing a piece about late race decision making compared to mid race decision making. Last year at this race, you made a bonsai move to win that I'm betting you wouldn't have made on lap 12. Same thing in Chicago. You tried to move on Kyle that ultimately didn't work, but I'm imagining you wouldn't have done that on like lap 15. So can you like walk me through the decision making? When does it become okay to try something like that?
Well, yeah, I mean these races are so long that you have to just weigh the risk versus reward. So yeah, I mean, you can kind of feel when it's, late in the race and what it, might be, one of the last restarts or something. So that's when you can kind of decide when to be aggressive. And there's, not saying that we're not aggressive, at those early race restarts and stuff, because it's so hard to pass that you're always aggressive on every one of those restarts. But you can, amp it up a little bit there, the last restart or two, whether, I would say a place like this, they kind of get, they build, they get more and more intense every restart, especially the last, if you get a caution with say 20 to go, you can kind of figure that might be the last caution, but there might be, two or three more. So, that's about when it gets really aggressive. So, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm always aggressive on every restart, but yeah, I mean, not trying to shoot the middle starting fourth. Like I did last year earlier in the race, but that was definitely the right time for it.
We'll come to Bob.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Did the win here last year guarantee your participation in Knoxville this weekend? And what, or did you have to do any more negotiating with Chip?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say if it guaranteed it, but yeah, I mean, I didn't really have to talk to Chip about it. I remember, last year when we got, got back to the race shop. I think I went in there maybe Monday or something after the Michigan win. And that was when Steve Laletta was still, there as our president. He was already talking about plans for next year, so, or this year, So I kind of figured at that time that, it worked out good enough that I could do it. So just very thankful to have an owner that lets me have fun, and then, especially on a weekend like this, go be able to participate in the biggest sprint car race in the world the night before, I'm on track racing the cup car. So you don't see any other owners really doing that. Tony Stewart would kind of be the only guy that would have done that. Casey, I guess, in his situation, he can too. But just very thankful for everything that Chip does, and, he knows it's important to me. So I appreciate that.
We'll go to Wolfgang.
Kyle, I also have a Knoxville question, actually, too. How difficult is the logistic traveling from here to Knoxville and back? And is Chip also traveling with you to Knoxville to see you racing in a sprint car?
What was the second question?
If Chip is traveling with you,
Chip,
to Knoxville, to see you racing in a sprint car.
No, I don't think Chip's going to Knoxville. I don't even know if he's going to be here this weekend. So, yeah, he's not going to Knoxville. Logistics stuff, I mean, I guess it started, after Watkins Glen. Casey, Ricky, and I all flew there right after Watkins Glen, which was, hectic because, Casey raced Sunday night at Knoxville. My car owner, Paul Silva, he didn't want to do that because he didn't know if we'd make it there in time to qualify. But yeah, I mean, Casey, we landed there and he had to get escorted, straight to the infield and missed hot laps, but got to qualify, had a pretty good night there. So yeah, we flew from Watkins Glen there and then hung out all week. And then Casey and I flew here after the race. Races last night. I think I got to my motor room like 2:30 in the morning, and then slept till about 11. So that was good. And then yeah, so tomorrow, you know, our day is done so early here that I don't know. I think we're leaving like 2:30 or 3 o'clock from here to go to Knoxville. Dirt racing stuff doesn't get started till probably, you know, 7:15 or 7:30 tomorrow, so it's no rush. But it'll be a late night. No appearances in the morning Sunday, so can sleep in again and we'll be good.
We'll go to Troy.
Roy from Detroit Sports Media. Can you see the day that like Eldora or another dirt track finds its way into, you know, a cup race or even into the playoffs?
I mean, I guess I could see it happening, you know, because it seems like, you know, we're to the point where NASCAR is trying to do a lot of things to spice things up. So I could see it happening. I've said it a lot that I would like to see it not happen, just because I feel like the one truck race we have on dirt is, you know, makes dirt feel special. I would be afraid to, you know, get too much of it and kind of, I don't know, I just feel like it would lose its prestige if we saw it on dirt a little bit too much. So I personally would not like to see it happen, but I mean, you never know what's gonna happen.
Thank you.
Any additional questions for Kyle? We'll go to Nate up front here.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Kyle, your dad was quoted Wednesday as saying that the Knoxville Nationals is number one on the bucket list over any race. And I know that in January you said the Chili Bowl was up there with the Daytona 500. Do people understand? I know that it may maybe rub some people the wrong way when that came out in January, but do people understand better now kind of like where you and your family stand on how important dirt racing is and it doesn't make as many waves over here as it did before?
Oh, no, it makes plenty of waves still. So I feel like I need to avoid this question before I make everybody at NASCAR mad or my or some of my fans mad. So I'll just avoid answering that. Because I've been through this before a lot, so I'm learning more and more to just keep my mouth shut.
We'll go to Lee.
Okay, so I won't press you on
Lee.
That. Yeah, I know. I'm the worst one, I know. But in defense, I actually do go to the events. So, where are you with the new package for 19? Are you a proponent? Would you like to see it maybe sprinkled at a few racetracks next year, or do you want to just kind of wait and see? Are you already happy with the current package that we're using?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard too much about the package other than it's could be similar, maybe, I guess, to what we ran, you know, at the All-Star race, which I don't know. I mean, I grew up racing, and I still race cars with 950 horsepower and weigh 1,400 pounds, and the racing's amazing. So I would, I don't know. I want to go fast. I don't want to go slower to put on a good show. So I don't think our racing's been bad at all this year. I think there's been some good storylines, some good hard racing, especially lately. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not an engineer, and I don't really know how to make the best racing, but I feel like we've yet to try low downforce with high horsepower. So I'd like to see that before we, you know, go 5 seconds slower.
Thank you.
And then Bob.
Chris Knight, CatchUs.com. Kyle, I was just wondering where you guys feel like you guys are heading into the playoffs. Are you guys content with the progression that you guys have made this season? And what do you think that the team is capable of in the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to be, you know, making as big a gains as what, you know, say the Hendrick guys have. But, you know, I feel like we started off way better than they did. So they've had more room to get better. But I feel like they've kind of surpassed us maybe a little bit the last few weeks. And you know, there's obviously other teams that are better than we are too. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, we're getting our stuff better every week, which is nice. So far today has been really good. So I'm happy about that. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, we just keep getting better, and there's some good tracks for us in the playoffs. So If we can just get some luck one of these times in the playoffs, you know, maybe we can make a run at the championship. So just got to keep working hard and you know, thinking about what it takes to get better and better every week, which I feel like we have the right group of people at the racetrack and at the race shop that we can do that. So, yeah, it's all about just progressing and getting better, and I feel like we're definitely doing that, but there's other teams that maybe have, you know, made a bigger step than we have.
We'll go to Bob and then to Claire.
Bob Hocker, CSPN. Considering you've run in the Rolex a few times, have you ever met Jim France, and what have been your impressions of him now that he's obviously assumed the kind of the interim role head here?
Yeah, I don't know if I, man, I don't know if I, I'm sure I have, but I don't really remember. It's been a handful of years since I ran with IMSA. But yeah, I don't know. I just hope that whoever is in that position, it takes it serious and does a good job with it, because you know, there's so many in this so many people in this industry that want to see it succeed. So yeah, I hope this is a good step to, you know, have a good change for us and get some good momentum back for our series.
We'll go to Claire.
Claire Belang, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Can you talk about the particular challenges here at Michigan at this particular racetrack?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to pass. So, you know, just good restarts are always important at any racetrack. But yeah, I think Michigan, you know, this place is, you got to have, you know, good balance to be able to, you know, carry a lot of throttle through the corners to make the straightaways seem even longer than they already are. So, and be able to carry that mile per hour. So yeah, I think, you know, being able to do that and be good at finding, you know, any bit of clean air you can on your nose to, you know, get those runs on people, you not get trapped in their dirty air and stuff like that. So that part of it makes it fun, you know, going 200 and whatever mile an hour we're going and trying to, you know, move around inches at a time to just try and get the best air you can on your car and do a good job on restarts too. You know, this place, you know, every race I've won here has come from, you know, late race restarts. So I got to be good at that, especially.
Any final questions for Kyle? We'll wrap up with Nate.
Hendrick seemed to be a little bit better at Pocono, and there's been talk that they may have like a new next generation chassis or something that's a bit lighter. Have you seen that? And do you guys, I mean, I know the four teams like sort of share stuff a little bit. Is there any sense of like community there on the Chevrolet side where if you know if they're improving, you guys kind of understand like what's going on there?
No, I mean, we get to look at each other's engine data and that's about it. So that, you know, they do their thing, we do our thing. And so yeah, I don't know, you can definitely see that they've gotten a lot better here recently, and I think that talking to some people on my team, it sounds like they'd gotten their Hawkeye system finally, I don't know, maybe a month and a half or so ago, so they've finally been able to kind of learn where they could push the limits on things. So it sounds like maybe we have a Hawkeye coming, so I'm really excited about that. Hopefully we can get it up and running before the playoffs start. Yeah, we're budget racing.
All right. Sorry for all the uncomfortable questions. All right, Kyle, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks.